excited about that. And we're going to keep on cruising, okay? So we've been talking about with podcasting that, and I'm going to sit down a little bit more this time. So I hope you don't mind that. Thank you. We're going to talk a little bit more this time about production of podcasts. Yeah, I don't have any more handouts left, I don't think. Oh, here. Here you go.
Just enough at all. You don't have one.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about production this time and move ahead with our plan on podcasting development and creating content through a process of planning content, recording, editing, and publishing. That's our basic, very simple outline for this. And to kind of take us through those stages. I've been showing you a variety of, you can close those, variety of software. If that's too crooked and driving you insane, just come up and adjust it. I can't tell from this position too well. Thank you. Software that we're talking about using is free. You can record using a digital device or a computer with an inexpensive microphone. Then you get your recording into the computer and you need to edit it. Usually for educational purposes, we want to edit recordings, delete coughs, pull out interruptions, stuttering, misspeaks, things like that. And as you go along, you figure out how to speak better for recording and not be so nervous. But being able to edit it is the saving grace of podcasting. And one of the reasons I got excited about digital recording, because it's so easy to edit it now. You don't need to be a perfect speaker. And the free software that everybody starts off with is Audacity. This is the URL for it. Easy way to find it is Google Audacity, download, free. You'll come up with the website. The way Audacity works is very simple. You load the program, plug in your mic, and you start talking. And you see these squiggly lines show up on the screen. That's your voice pattern. And say one set of those big spikes is a cough, and you want to get rid of it. All you do is highlight the area that you want to get rid of. Play it again to make sure it's the right thing, and you hit the delete button on your computer, and it disappears and smushes back the tape, the recording, as if it had never been there. Magic! Perfect! Wonderful! When you listen to me on the podcast and I sound so very good and smooth all the time, didn't sound like that in your first take. Okay? We only ever do one take of our podcast. Then we edit the daylights out of it. Okay, but that's a saving grace of it because you're not doing take after take after take like you're on the TV shows, you know, sort of thing. This also builds great confidence for teachers and students going into this. Why do I say that? Why is that? That's right. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You can always wipe it out. It's like, do you remember those big, giant rubber erasers they used to have back in the 60s. They were like this big and they were pink. I never make a big mistake. Or something like that it used to say on it. You remember that? That sort of thing. You can always rub it out.
Yeah, so if we had like a live session, we had an author coming in and questions and answers going back and forth, put up a good mic, just tape it.
You'd record, if you're going to have live questions, you're going to want to do a few things. You're either going to want to set up a recorder up here and one back there, or you're going to want to set up a recorder up here along with a mixer, a device that you can plug in multiple microphones, and set up a microphone on the floor for people to walk up to talk on. Most recorders are not going to pick up a whole room. This recorder will. This will pick up a room if people speak up and ask those questions. This would pick everything up pretty darn well for multiple voices. If you use a mixer and you plug in different mics, and everybody has a mic on the panel, one of the benefits of that is then if somebody speaks lighter than another, you can increase just their voice. So that's a nice benefit as well.
I assume that you also have the capability in when editing in Audacity to cut and paste.
Yeah, so you can rearrange.
You
can rearrange.
Yep. Okay, good.
And that's how you can make people say all sorts of things.
Yeah.
That's right. Or you can speed up their voices and make them sound like Mickey Mouse. My co-host tends to talk very slowly and deliberately. Drives people nuts when they listen to it on the podcast. So I speed up his voice. I get excited and I talk really quickly. So I tend to have to slow down my voice. So I'm forever speeding Mark up and slowing me down on the podcast. And you can do that and preserve the pitch so it's not sounding like Mickey Mouse, you know. But that's a nice feature too, depending on your listeners and the speaker. Okay? Because some people, when you put a recorder in front of them, all of a sudden they start talking really slowly. You're going to find all sorts of things when you do this with people. They start talking much more deliberately and slowly. And so later on, you can clean that up. It also gives you confidence that when you're talking to people, and you might be interviewing somebody for a podcast or have them as a guest spot for your class to include them into some material you're doing, you can say to them with confidence, do not worry about this. I'm not going to use it for commercial purposes. Can I have a release that I can use it for my class? I will make you sound very good. Don't worry about, you know, mistakes and everything. I'll even let you hear it before I post it so that you can hear the final product and have an okay with it. So you can give people confidence and you can get more people to let you interview them when they know that you're going to edit it, right, and make them sound good. And invariably they say to me, I never sounded that good before, right? These are some examples of the podcast that we're currently producing. Okay, that was the end of session one. We finally finished. Session two, we're kicking into the publish into an RSS feed. Let me just take a second here, though, and I want to bounce us over into Audacity. Let me start it up and just take you through this for a minute. Okay. Okay, we're looking at the screen. This is Audacity, the program. Up here are your control panels. Nothing's on the screen. Looking at those, what do you think I might press to record? The big red button. They're brilliant. What a group. Unbelievable. Here we go. Welcome to our first ever recording at NIACE on May 5th, 2008. This is our second session of the Advanced Podcasting Group. Did you know you were advanced? Yes, you are. Say hello, class.
Hi.
Figures. Anne Marie's in the front being a wise guy as usual. Okay, thank you very much. And I hit the stop button right there. Okay. I have a mic built right into this computer. A lot of laptops today have that, actually. So that's also something to look at. You ready for this? Here we go.
Welcome to our first ever recording at NIACE on May 5th, 2008. This is our second session of the Advanced Podcasting Group. Did you know you were advanced? Yes, you are. Say hello, class.
All right, we don't want to embarrass Anne Marie. We don't want to embarrass Anne Marie, so we're going to highlight that section. I covered it with the mouse. And what button do I hit to delete it?
Delete.
Ah, brilliant, brilliant. Boom, it's gone. Look at that. It took it out and just closed up the gap.
Okay, thank you very much. And I hit the...
See? So it pulled out that whole section right there.
So you know how to make the, you know where to cut it based on the
watching the pattern. Yeah, I've done like 200 hours of this editing, so I can. I'm watching very quickly as it's going through. But you know,
there's a number up there though.
There's a number that's tracking what seconds. Like this is at 20 seconds, And then I highlight over here, and I'm not sure what it is, so I just...
Okay, thank you very much.
That tells me exactly what I've highlighted before I hit delete. I can go back and check it.
Can you undo a delete?
Absolutely. Hit Control Z.
Hey.
Because Anne-Marie's in the front being a wise guy, as usual.
She thought I got rid of it, right? Now, let's... you want to see some effects? Let's, how about an echo? All right.
Can you get rid of some of the...
Because Anne-Marie's in the front being a wise guy.
Do you hear the echo in the background?
Can you get rid of some of the
pinning? Yes. Yeah. That's because I'm kind of yelling.
Right.
Right? Also, if I used an external mic and had it right here, it'd be much better.
Right.
But I wanted to pick up all of you. And if I had an external mic next to me, it wouldn't pick you up. It'd be localized to me. So that created an echo. It has all sorts of effects in here, which your students will love. Where's the, change pitch. Here we go. D to C. Anne-Marie's in the front being a wise guy. That's the Mickey Mouse effect, yeah. And then we go over here and we can change the speed and we can... That just slowed it down, but it also deepened the voice because it slowed it. Didn't preserve the pitch.
Not that if it's a Halloween, I mean...
You can do... And can you see the fun that students could have? Adults can have a lot of fun with it. I'm always messing up my co-host's voice, and I email it to him. He's like, what are you doing to my voice, you know? And it's like, I got to have some fun sometimes, you know? I'm messing it up on him.
Email these as a file?
Yeah, it's an MP3 file.
MP3
yeah, and I compress mine down so that 30 minutes, I make it into about 10 megs. A lot of podcasts, they don't worry about the length of time or the size of the file, and they'll be 40 megs, but I find educators and students are conservative with their space. They're always watching their space, so I try to make mine very small but preserve the sound quality. Unless you're doing orchestrated music, you don't need 128, you know, kilobytes and everything with it.
And what's the free download for converting?
What you have to do to convert it, when you download Audacity, I'm going to show you, I'm going to find it. Audacity, download free. All right, and we go over here. And you go to download. And right here, you would download Windows or Mac version, right? Then you have to go over and you have to get the plugin. And because you only have to do this once. No, it's not a plugin. Wait a minute. It's the, let's go to Windows and see.
Does it record as a WAV file or?
It records it, there it is. It records it as a proprietary project file, and then you have to export it either as a WAV or an MP3.
Okay.
So that when you clicked on...
That can convert, you know, one sound file to another.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it...
Every recording editing program has a proprietary format.
Right.
This creates an AUP file, Audition, which is my main program I use, but costs like $85, $100. That creates SES files, session files. Then you export it into a generic audio file. So by itself, Audacity will export it into a WAV file. They tend to be large, so a 30-minute might be 100 megs. Then you go over here, you download the LAME MP3 encoder. You download it, put it on your computer, put it into a specific folder it tells you to put it in. You got this, Sandy?
Yes, I've got that down where I have to go, right?
You download this, you put it into a specific folder they tell you to,
okay.
And then when you go back to Audacity and you say, I want to convert it. Oh, I actually haven't...
Well, what I'm trying to do is take my my CDs, my music from CDs, and put them onto Audacity as background music for slideshows, and I need to have them in MP3 file.
Oh, you're going the other way.
Yes.
From WAV to MP3.
Right. I need to get it in there as MP3 because they're not MP3.
Right. You have to do that in iTunes. Will iTunes let you do it?
I don't know. That's
yeah, put your CD in. Put your CD in the computer and rip it. They call it. Put it in your computer and they call ripping it.
Yeah.
You're gonna rip it in iTunes.
Oh. Media,
yeah, but you might have to convert it. You're gonna have to put it in iTunes. Put it in iTunes. Put your CD in. Open it in iTunes and say rip, and add it to iTunes. Yeah, media play is going to be the wrong format. What? Okay. Yes. Yeah, but she's using it for background for slideshows. She's not using it for distribution, right?
No.
No.
And it's not the whole piece, it's the snippets of piece together.
Now, when we do podcasts, that's a very good point. I was hearing that when she was saying, we've talked about this before. Okay. When you use music in your podcasts, we use what's called PodSafe music. There's a whole category of music that's out there created by independent artists. You cannot take music off of CDs and just put it into your podcast and post it on the web. You can't put music from your CDs, put them in your PowerPoints, and put those on the web. You have to use copyright-free music. You can buy CDs that have copyright-free music on them, buy a library of those if you want to. You can go to websites and download them. I find one of the best ones is iota.promonet.com. I talk about it all the time on our podcast. You'll find a link there, ioda.promonet.com. Iota. Do a search, Iota PodSafe, all right? They're independent musicians who have created their music, put it out there on this network for people to use freely. They want you to put it on your podcast and use it in your presentations. They just want you to say it came from Iota PromoNet. Okay? But they're letting you use it for free. It's free publicity for them and exposure.
We could use that if we do this.
Absolutely. That's what I use all the time.
Slideshows for friends and family.
Yeah. Yeah, you can use those, right. As long as you don't use them for distribution over the web, then you can use those, right. But, and you're only using snippets. But for this other stuff, be safe. The same thing with photographs, clip art, and everything. You want to use royalty-free materials. You want to use content that you have rights to. If you're going to use a logo, you want to create your own simple logo for your podcast. Have your students create it. Have a competition, you know, of your organization to create something together for it, okay, to identify it, and then that becomes your mark, okay? But this is a very important area that you want to identify. Thank you for bringing that up. It's very good. And you're not going to run into problems that way. And you're also teaching your students a whole lot of good lessons in the process of free use.
What sort of problems could arise?
You might end up with viruses that you've picked up in other locations. You might end up with DRM rootkits or attachments that get attached into your computer when you try to rip CDs and materials and then include them and transform them. You could get sued. Okay, they'll come after you, you know, all sorts of different things. And you don't want to put your organization at risk, you know, lose your job. Yeah.
Stealing from the poor.
Yeah.
Do you find any problems with Mac-based, or is there any problem with Mac?
Nope, not at all. No. Yep, absolutely fine. Yep. Good questions, all good questions. I like interactivity, and you interrupt me and ask me stuff. That's what I like. Okay? So you see, this is pretty simple to be able to record, right? You hit play, you go backwards. We hit, one of my easy ways is hit home to go back to the beginning to play again. Okay, hit home again. Then I say file, export as, and I'm going to save it as NIACE clip
Is it sophisticated enough to put background music behind the recording?
Yeah. File, let's see, import audio, and you'll see that on my desktop, let's say that we were just pulling up this one. And so I'm importing Teacher's Podcast. You're going to see it show up as another track. Good question. It's going to show up as another track. It's going to be another row right below the first one. So I can play one and then the other, and when I export it, it'll splice them together. So I might have the music intro, then the recording. Or I might have us talking about this, and then now let's listen to this interview. And I play that clip. And then another track with the music after that. And I'll sync them all up. See how long this one is compared to the one we recorded? All right. So here's this one, and I actually only want the very beginning part of it because that's where the music is right here. And so I'm going to actually cut the whole rest of this file.
Is it a drag and drop? Or
not really? Yeah.
Almost that easy.
Yep. Yep. Good point. You don't want to save frequently. You do not. No. Every time you save the file, you're degrading the quality. Yeah, it's very different than when we've worked on other projects, right? When you're working on Word and different things like that, it's a very different dynamic. So that's a very important aspect to realize with that. We can go in here and we can clip this file, clip it right here. And I should be able to drag him. What you usually, I don't usually use this one, so I'm having a little tricky time with it. Because I use Audacity. What I could do is right here, cut the file, delete that part, and then line up the top one so it starts after the music. So you'd hear music, and then you'd hear the audio up above it. And then when I'm done, it would splice it right together. And you zoom in and zoom out. See, I can zoom in real tight to be able to clip out individual line this up just exactly where I want it. I can tell this one to line up right along to align tracks with cursor. See, it lined it up with the cursor. Now I want to undo that one, and I want to line this one up with the cursor. If that.
So if you wanted to teach students to do this, would you?
Yes.
Almost like a storyboard, like you do for video editing.
Yep.
Okay, I want music for 10 seconds and this and that. And
exactly.
That whole sequencing thing.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yes, and there are tons of, there's some, but there are many terrific Audacity tutorials out on the web. Just do a search. Some of them are video-based, some of them are PowerPoint, some of them are narrated. This is around there. Most of the people, probably 90% of the independent podcasts that are out there, not NPR, not NBC, like that, independent podcast, probably 90% of them use Audacity. Because it's free. And most people are doing this as an individual project on their own. So everybody is using this. And there's well over 1.5 million podcast series being produced today. right? So you've got a huge user base out there, and they're all geeks developing additional materials, okay? So there's a big user base of people using this and creating materials to help each other learn how to use it, okay? So you have a wide base to be able to do that. You can add in Audacity, I think, about like 25 tracks. These are called, each row is a track. And you can add like 25 tracks. So if you want this voice and this clip and this music and that music, fade in the music, fade out the music, all very easy to do. Add in sound effects. You can find those on the web. There's some very good sites. I have those in the book. Good sites that are available for sound effects. Watch out some of these places that you see if you do copyright-free searches for sound effects, copyright-free pictures, clip art, music. Check out with other people about who they're using. See if it's from a university. See if it's from a big organization. You could end up with viruses very easily. Okay? If you're in doubt, shoot me an email. If it sounds too good to be true, it's not true. Okay? They like to attach, especially on free sound effects, free pictures and stuff like that, they like to attach a whole lot of viruses or spyware. A lot of spyware stuff can come with it. So you want a reputable site that you're using.
What?
Just delete your files off your site. And then it'll be gone. So like I would go to Teacher's Podcast, I would delete all my files and pull my audio down.
But if you have information pointing to that,
then they would click on it and they wouldn't find anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is a reputable site for sound effects?
Email me. I think it's IUP has one of them, has a really good sound effect site. Yeah, email me. I can't remember it right off. I didn't expect to mention that today.
And what's a good virus protection program?
Spyware, anti-spyware is Adware. That's a good one. Spy Doctor is a good one. Antivirus, I think AVG is still free. That AVG is a very good one. Yep.
And it takes care of these kind of
things. Yep. But you still can end up with a lot of stuff on there. Vista is doing a pretty good job of watching for stuff like that for us now, if you're on Vista. Okay. So let's go back over to here. All right. Setting up your blogs, MP3. Some of the places to be able to set up your podcast hosting account. You want to create your own podcast. You figured out this is the purpose you're going to do it for. Let's set up a scenario. Maybe we'll use your class. Okay?